SBS Radio.
Joining us on SBS Filipino are our mental health warriors from the Mental Health Foundation Australia. We've got Mental Health Foundation Australia Chairperson Jim Goodin.
Good morning.
We have the Vice Chair of Mental Health Foundation Australia, Vasan Srinivasan. Good morning.
Good morning and thank you for inviting us.
And of course, our multicultural ambassadors, the lovely ladies Rowena Hansen and Laura Love. Good day.
Umaga,
listeners on SBS.
Last year, Jim, we spoke during an interview as well. You said that the government wasn't doing enough to address the lack of community health services. Has there been any improvement?
Certainly with the movement towards a Royal Commission and certainly certain initiatives on the part of the federal government, there is action. But I have to say, no. If the simple answer to your question is no, government is not doing enough, we still have, in this state, we still have not enough money spent on mental health as compared with other states. We are still the lowest spending state in Victoria of all the other states. Federally, we still have a situation where we have half the amount of money spent on mental health that probably should be spent. We also have a system where probably 20 years ago it was better than what it is currently. We have actually gone backwards. So while we're heading in the right direction, we started from a very low base, and that was the point of last year. We are moving in the right direction, but this is not a time for anyone to become complacent and think, hey, we've got the answers. It's another 12 months until the Royal Commission is completed, and then they're going to start doing things, we hope. And the current Premier, Daniel Andrews, is talking about billions of dollars being spent on mental health. And that's a good thing, but the billions of dollars have to be spent in the right way. So that's a really big challenge for the Royal Commission. It's great that we've got the undertaking to have that money being spent, but the Mental Health Foundation is part of a coalition of organisations actually at the moment that have done a very comprehensive submission to the Royal Commission. We think our 37 recommendations have got it pretty right, but we hope that they're going to be implemented and then implemented in the right way.
Jim, you know, I know that government is not going to listen to Royal Commission at the end of it. Okay, there will be some implication in related to what's a finding through the Royal Commission. There's only one way we can change the system. There's only one way we can ask the government to consider. Come together. We need to rally together. This is a ballot box issue. Every government will only think one way. How do I win the next election? We need to tell them, for you to win it, consider the mental health as an important issue in our life today. There are, you know, the transition from year 11 to year 12, year 12 to university, the kids are suffering. No one is there to help. If you go to uni, every university student you talk to them about the mental health issues, especially transition time as a depression. For them to reach out to a psychologist or psychiatrist, it takes anywhere between 3 months to 6 months. That is too long. If you got a heart pain, the ambulance is outside. If you got a mental health pain, there's no one is there to assist you. So we need to make sure that we come together.
We need to operate under the notion that there are votes in mental health, and we need to convince our politicians of that, because ultimately it is the ballot box, you know, that will decide our futures.
See, we got, you know, from Filipino community, we got a nurse who understand the issues within the mental health sector and how to assist and support the community. And we got a performer who is a singer, and who came through the international education in this country. I think let's ask their views. What's the best way?
Rowena, how would you promote mental health awareness to the Filipino community?
As you've already seen on our social media, me and Laura had been really active with our social media accounts and active with the Filipino community events, spreading awareness throughout our community, obviously in our own language, Tagalog. Also reaching out to all our other Australian friends and obviously family. By saying that, it's just not, we can't just do it alone. We send the message to the others, and we hope that those other people that we've sent the message to would also spread the awareness to others.
And you both have been very active with the Mental Health Foundation Australia. Mm. Why are you both very passionate on raising awareness on mental health?
Now, obviously, I've got a clinical background as a nurse, and I've had friends who actually committed suicide and like some loved ones who've experienced some mental illness in, you know, some stage of their lives. So it's really close to my heart. And in our society at the moment, it's very evident that a lot of people need help.
On that note, I mean, I can't disclose in terms of work side, but I have been, I guess, call it an opportunity, a blessing that I could see what's the worst thing could happen when we don't address mental health within the community. I've seen it because I'm in that sort of industry. I don't have the clinical background. I'm not a nurse. However, I'm working with people who are actually straight to the core of the mental health industry within Victoria. That being said, personally, I have friends who are going through the same thing. I think people don't really appreciate things until they know someone personally. I've gone through it myself, to be honest. I'm a bit more open now, and to some of my friends, I still get shaken up every now and then. But I do notice, like, there's one thing. When I went to Hillsong a few weeks back, and after that, we have a gathering. As you know, they have their youth gathering, and I know for a fact there's a friend who I've heard that is going through something, but I'm not fairly sure. So I've actually then, I felt that time, you know, when you have that gut feeling to say something.
So I did share.
So I said, look, we sort of touch on the mental health thing. So in short, I said, look, I've gone through it myself. I actually was, we've talked about this the last time, I went through to the stage at the very ugly moment where I was suicidal. I was in that suicidal moment because it was a cause from an external source. So as mental health, some people would know, it's it causes from either genetics. What is it again, Jim? There are four? Social. And for me, it was more of the external. I was in a very toxic relationship a few years ago, and it was a very long, it was a serious relationship, but unfortunately, it was a very toxic one to the point that I was, no one knows until now, my Papa G, Basan, he's like a father figure to me as well. He's the very first one who, he's the very reason why I'm part of the mental health, so I'm grateful for him to bring, when he brought mental health to me at first, I was like, oh, you know, the whole stigma thing. I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to be part of this. But then I realized there's actually a platform where you can speak more about it. And so he would have heard this for the first time, that I actually went through this stage where I didn't want to be around. I was isolating from my friends. Rowena knows about that. I isolated myself from her and our group.
We didn't see each other for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh. And that was the time with that relationship.
You withdrew from your friends.
I withdrew from my friends. And I, even my parents doesn't know until up to now, I haven't really talked to them, maybe later on, but, thankfully I'm blessed to have friends, the ones who knew what I was going through.
And with the people that's going through mental illness right now, your message, or I mean, your life is a hope to them.
It is. Yeah. I guess they're saying you don't appreciate sadness until you go through it. It's the same thing. To go through it, whether it's a depression, whether whatever stage it is, however serious it is, obviously it's far more sad that there are people out there with the facts that they have taken their lives because they were so clouded and so dark in their mind that they have not seen the light outside of it. And I'm just grateful and blessed that I'm still here. And I hope that through my own personal experience that we could help. You don't realize until you know a friend of yours. The honest truth is I probably wouldn't be here. Everyone's got their own journey and there's a reason why they're here. And part of my journey and my calling is this. I believe so.
And we have listeners who are, you know, going through mental health challenges and are afraid to open up about it. What would you like to say to them?
I will try and remember what I said when I opened up to some of my friends. I would say if you're feeling or going through something, first, it is okay to acknowledge, and it's not weird and it's not wrong. We are all individuals with, you know, we are all going through a life battle that no one knew, you know. So that being said, you are still on this earth. which means you still have a reason why you're here. So don't think that you're not worthy or not valuable at all. On that note, try and open up to your friends, your family. It's not like back in the days, we are so blessed. People are more open. So speak, talk about it. If you can, try and seek professional help. They are there for a reason because they know how to deal with these things. And, you know, there are people who care for you. And one of them is us, mental health. And that's why we're doing this. This is for you.
Come to the Mental Health Foundation. You only need to ring us at any time. And we're open weekdays, of course, or you can leave your message on our 1300 number, 1300 MHF AUS, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. And what we do is we try to refer people, match them up to services in their region. We also have a network of support groups, 30 support groups that we plug into, that 20 of which we operate ourselves and 10 that operate in conjunction with us. So support groups are a very good way of anonymously coming into the area and discussing your problems with good friends, done in total confidentiality. And the Mental Health Foundation really pioneered this, this method of, it's not a treatment, but it is therapeutic. It is therapeutic to have friends that you can talk to and be with. But certainly the Mental Health Foundation is there for people, and we will endeavour to do our best.
Add on to that. Now, if you look at it, there's no other organisation has gone out this way to reach out to the community. It's easy to see it on television, but by the time you'll see something else, important message on the television, you will lose the interest on the previous subject. There is an organization who is promoting the support through the social network, which is a fabric of the community, if you look at it one way. The second way of looking at it, unless otherwise you bring people together who had experience, it's very difficult for us to teach someone who are going through that. We share our journey. We share our knowledge. We share our experience to make sure that no one else go through that. And another impact of this, if you go back 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, no one talked about Alcoholic Anonymous.
That's true.
When the Alcoholic Anonymous came into, so I worked with it as a former Rotarian almost 21 years. And we worked through the system, supported many groups. So people talked about it. I got this issue. How can I get out of that? Let's put another community social network, which happened many years ago. Neighborhood Watch. What is that? Neighborhood Watch. So you're watching each other's backyard and front yard to support the community. This is the social network. So what we have done to bring that back to light, you know, in comparison to Alcoholic Anonymous and also in relation to Neighborhood Watch, what we have done as a Mental Health Foundation, we brought 65 multicultural ambassadors from various nations. It's the United Nations. Where we can change it? Through our community, through our network. People like Robina, people like Laura, they talk to many of them and they share their experience, they share their knowledge. So that build up a social network so we can actually, you know, put our head on someone else's shoulder to make sure we get the strength.
Mental health is about the individual and the individual's happiness, but there's a larger dimension. And that is about social harmony. It's about social connectedness. It's about social interaction. It is about creating a more harmonious, gentler society. And that is the ultimate aim, the ultimate global aim, if you want to talk about mental mental health awareness, that we should all be happier in the context of human beings in the society in which we live. So I don't know what kind of value you can place on that. I just think that is so important. And I have to say that all our multicultural ambassadors and all the board members such as Vasan are vitally active in the community, not only in mental health, but across so many spheres. So they put their heart into their work in so many ways. And I think they're wonderful people and they have to be congratulated for that. So mental health has this broader, you know, global dimension.
Our multicultural ambassadors managed to reach out to 5 million Victorians last year.
Wow.
Which is not possible without them. Laura and Robina has played a major role in that. Not only them, with many of them in the same attitude, same approaching, wishing and reaching out to the community. This year what we are doing, we are going on a national campaign.
Mm.
There's going to be a walk in each and every state and capital territory.
And that's for this October?
October the 20th, 10:30.
Yeah.
Make sure you visit www.mhfair.org.au. On that note, I would like to congratulate our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and Minister Greg Hunt, and Alan Tudge and Michael Shuker. They're actually assisting us to launch the first ever national mental health awareness campaign at the Canberra Parliament on the 17th of October.
Good. Wonderful event.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us about this one.
I think the credit has to go to Vasan for that event and organising that event. But that is a never been done before event. A national launch at Parliament House, devoted to mental health and awareness of mental health, promoting mental health, and really showing that we are active in getting the politicians on board and mobilising them.
Not only the federal government, we need to strengthen every state we live. Mm. How do you do that? Come together. There is an opportunity which is created by an organisation which was established in 1930, not yesterday. The oldest mental health organisation in Australia. We are bringing people together to create the awareness, to remove the stigma. How do you do that? We need to work together. We need to bring our strength together as a community. There is an issue in relation to mental health.
This is for all of us. We need to unite and show unity. And that's one of the things I love about Melbourne too, though, that we are so multicultural. We can change things one step at a time.
264 languages spoken in Victoria.
Yes, true.
236 nationalities in Victoria. Mm. 118 faiths. We are one, Melburnians.
Thank you
so much. Lovely October 20. Here.
October 20, that's right.
October 20, please be there.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.